Hello and welcome to our first podcast, Quick Save.
Hello.
Hello, my name's Jamie.
My name is Tefruit Loops.
And let's rock.
Let's rock the shit.
Shit on this one.
Okay, so this is going to be a recap of 2014, and we're going to be going through a range of subjects. The first subject will be what we played in 2014, followed by...
The second will be highlights of 2014.
Followed by the worst of 2014.
And then the games of the year.
And we're going to do a reading of our favourite video game quotes.
And then we'll be closing our little podcast.
Where we're going to be talking about ourselves and stuff like that, because we're awesome.
Because we're full of ourselves.
Yeah, true. Yeah. Okay, as you just probably just heard, the first subject is what we played in 2014. What did you play in 2014, Danny?
Well, I played a range of games.
Tell me more.
Well, I played Halo.
Which Halo?
Halo the Master Chief Collection. All four Halo games in it.
What, on the X-Bone?
On the X-Bone, yes, on the X-Bone.
The crappiest
console
ever made.
Along with Mario Kart, Assassin's Creed Unity. I want to play Assassin's Creed Rogue, but I haven't got
Assassin's Creed Unity? Yet. How do you play that game?
Oh, well, you just put the disc in and that's it.
Yeah, it stops them. It's
you just sit and stare at the screen.
That's pretty much the end game there, isn't it?
It's end game there,
just give
yes.
you all the achievements.
Great storyline, Black Screen of Death. That is pretty good.
I couldn't really play that many games.
I also played Sonic Boom, which I really looked
that
forward
was crap.
To. But hey, we're not at that worst of 2014 yet. We'll save the month until later, my good sir. But for now, yeah, Sonic Boom, I'm disappointed with, but I enjoyed what I played of it.
Yeah, I mean, I thought demos was supposed to sell a game, but you know, we'll save it for the worst of 2014 because
I also played a lot of Destiny, which I got quite into. It's just a shame the storyline was complete.
You know, Destiny isn't a game that I really enjoyed. I think it was
a lot of rubbish. It's more of a grinding game. You have to sink a lot of time into it.
I remember in the E3 trailers leading up to it, it was like, it's an amazing
yeah,
story,
really
an amazing campaign. And when the game came out, it was like white noise. It's just a mindless shooter. It's pretty much Call of Duty, but bigger levels.
Pretty much. But it is fun to grind, but it does get tiresome when it's repetitive, playing the same missions you played at the start of the game later on at light level 30, just grinding and grinding. It's very boring.
Didn't they have this thing where you could start at like level 17 or something like that?
No, I don't.
I think I remember. You know, you kind of like the equivalent of Call of Duty, where we have this thing where you start at the first prestige.
You could pre-order the game and get Vanguard weapons, which are some powerful weapons. But I don't remember anything about a level boost.
Well, it happened.
That's in World of Warcraft.
Yeah. I'm a little envious of you actually, because I didn't actually play that many new games this year. In fact, I only played two new games this year that I can recollect. Oh, three, including Mario Kart, which was awesome.
That was awesome.
Yeah, pretty certain you cheated on that, by the
walls.
Way. The walls get in my way.
Yeah, the glasses. I beat you.
It's
you
an
lost.
Awesome game. I want to get the DLC for that, because it's one of those few games where Nintendo actually released a DLC. And it's
amazing. We can't also forget about Watch Dogs.
I didn't play that.
I
was waiting for the Wii U version.
Wow, well, it was good, but at the same time, pretty terrible.
I played Hyrule Warriors as well. Got
I
that when it came
that.
Out. Now that playing. Game is awesome.
Is it? Do you? What do you think that I bought Sonic Boom over Hyrule Warriors? I regret
that
decision.
Oh, you didn't.
I did.
Oh, I feel
like Smash Brothers is brilliant too.
Smash Bros. Is a good game, but
that's a very well.
You bought Sonic Boom
close.
Over Zelda.
Yeah,
you're a moron.
You know how much I love Sonic.
Yeah. Oh, and the other new game I got this year, you know, is it a new release, was Pokemon Auras.
I haven't played a Pokemon game.
I got the Alpha Sapphire version, and that game is amazing.
The last Pokemon game I played was Pokemon Snap on the N64, I think.
You're kidding me?
No. I played Pokemon Stadium
so
and all the other games.
So do you not know what a Zigzagoon is or anything like that?
Are you high? What?
It's a Pokemon.
Is it?
Yeah, it's like... It's got zigzags on it.
No, they went overboard with it, I think.
No,
I looked at 151 Pokemon, and then they just went over the top.
Seriously? No. Because if you look at the first three Pokemon, you know, the first three starter Pokemon, if you looked at them and think, and did you even notice they all have the same face?
Yeah, they look very happy with themselves.
No, they all actually have the same turtle face. But, you know, it's a line for a mouth, and we've got big eyes.
I remember
just colouring them in differently, and then I put a cabbage on one of them.
You could never beat Squirtle with sunglasses. You could never beat that.
Yeah, what was that? Squirtle Squad or something?
Yeah. Squirtle Squad, Squirtle, 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 Squirtle Squad.
bad.
I think that's pretty much all I played in 2014.
Yeah.
Or did you not play anything else?
I played Dead Rising, but I played that this year, although it came out a year ago. Yeah. I mean, I found that game fun.
Yeah, I mean, other than the new releases, I played a lot of old games as well.
I played The Walking Dead Season 2, which I'm sure was released this year, and it was very good. I got really into it.
I tried playing Walking Dead I tried playing it on holiday on the iPad. It was a lot of crap. It's like a lot of walking back and forth to do the same thing. And it's like, I mean, I just felt... I'd rather just read a book. when I'm playing something with narrative, I want to be able to play it and get my way through it, like, easily.
It draws you into the game.
But then it's like, at this point, I'd rather read a book. It's less troublesome. You know how to do it.
Yeah, but it draws Turn the page. The game. It makes you feel like you're there because you get to talk to the actual characters.
No, it doesn't.
To choose what you want to say. I've been into a lot of the Telltale games. I've been playing Tales from the Borderlands, Game of Thrones. I was sat for about 6 hours straight the other day playing The Walking Dead. So, that was fun. I played Season 1 and 2.
I don't think Telltale's all it's cracked up to be, but maybe it got overhyped for me. I mean, couldn't enjoy it.
I still have Wolf Among Us to play, but I'm not sure how that'll turn out.
Yeah. I've almost completed Link's Awakening DX, by the way, that you got me.
Oh!
Yeah, awesome. I've been playing that a lot this year. I'm close to the end.
About time.
But I'm going to finish Pokemon Auras first, and I'm going to get on to the rest of that. Mm. And I got the NES version of Metroid on 3DS.
Well, I'm currently attempting to play Halo Online, but at the minute it's impossible.
Yeah, because you're on Virgin.
No, because 343 Industries have just gone to shit with it.
Well, that's all I played in 2014.
Probably more, but I can't really think of
anything. Yeah, I can't think of anything either. Okay, on to the next subject.
Highlights of 2014.
Highlights of 2014?
Yes.
Oh, well, what amazing things happened last year in the video game industry.
What amazing things happened last year? Well, you go first, my friend.
Well, there was the Amiibo launch, which was amazing. I got 3 Amiibos so far, and it is a fabulous.
Absolutely fabulous. Yeah. I found the Halo Master Chief Collection absolutely fabulous. I was very looking forward to that.
Yes, quite. And there's this other thing that happened this year. There was a PS4 PS1 edition.
Ah, yes.
For the 20th anniversary.
Oh, you can't forget what happened with PS4 this year and still currently in progress. PSN got shut down. How's that going for you, my friend?
It's back up.
It's still down from what I know.
It's back up.
Is it?
You got announced today.
Did you have fun?
Yeah. For those listening to this on the new year, we're actually recording this on the 28th.
Yes.
So, yeah, it'll be back up for you, but to us it's still up and down. Did you know it's a PS4 version of PS1? PS1 version of the PS4.
It's
sold for £60,000 on eBay.
I heard they didn't make very many, or was it only just one?
They didn't make just one.
Yeah.
They made a couple thousand at least. Other PS4 news was Final Fantasy VII on the PS4, but I think I might say that for the worst of 2014, because that was a massive troll effort from them.
I haven't looked into that, really.
Yeah. Highlights
of the game for me, I say Assassin's Creed Unity was pretty fun. I've liked the storyline of that. It was fun to play when it worked.
Really? You got it to work?
Yeah, I could show you right now if you want.
You're like the only person who got it to work, apparently. Because I think I read a one-word IGN review and it said, I think it was just loading ..
Sonic Boom is my highlight of 2014. Yeah.
Sonic Boom bombed. Sonic bombed.
Boom.
Yeah, but we'll see that for the worst. You know what? I don't think we've actually had many highlights. The Wii U has actually done a lot better this year than it has done before.
First party games.
Yeah, it's not really much. It's only first party games on Wii U right now, isn't it?
There's a few.
We had Bayonetta, Hyrule Warriors, Super Smash Brothers. Bayonetta's awesome, man.
It bored me. It's just for perverts. All people do when they play it is just stare at their boobs.
It has a pause option and you can take a photo. And sometimes I want to make myself happy.
By collecting rings as a big booed woman and with glasses.
It does make me happy. Well, sometimes you just want
to
give...
It wants to be Sonic, but it's really not.
Sometimes you just want to give a girl a ring. Okay. I think Platinum Games was owned by Sega at one point, actually, so you can't really say up.
No, I can't, really. Yeah. My highlight was Final Fantasy XIV. Possibly I've sunken loads of hours into that game, even though it they've done a lot of updates to it this year. It's a complete different game to what it was when it first came out, although I haven't played it very much recently.
Yeah, because the game when it first came out doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
It was so bad, we shut it down completely.
I played that original game for one day, for about an hour, and just quit. It was that bad. And then they remade it, and I played it and couldn't come off it. That's how much better it was. I couldn't put it down.
Okay. I can't think of any other highlights.
You fucking lie.
I mean, but a lot happened, but I can't think of anything off the top of my head. Really? I mean, it also could be to do with the fact that this is our first podcast, so obviously when we do the highlights of 2015, we'll have loads more to talk about.
Loads more.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to be hearing from another presenter later this month as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, his name's Rob. Shirop. Anyway, Shirop.
Our friend with glasses.
Yeah, with specs.
Specky four eyes.
The geek specs of Plymouth. Okay, now let's go on to the next subject.
I really did enjoy Game of Thrones, though. I would recommend that.
We're still talking about highlights.
Yes, we are. Oh, we're not blimey. Done yet. Alien Isolation was a brilliant game. You should play it.
Was it?
It's a game based on the Alien universe from the 1980s when the movie trilogy was first come out, I think, late 80s, possibly.
It wasn't released in the 80s, it was released in the 70s.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, well, it's still a good game.
Unless, if I'm wrong, I'm sure.
I'm not sure.
All of our two listeners, me and Danny, will...
It's really terrifying. It's an alien constantly chasing you around. The storyline is okay. The gameplay is more aware of the game.
Have you seen the film?
Comes alive. Have you seen the all film? The films.
You know, the Doctor's in the first one.
Oh, yeah. Wait, the Doctor's?
The Doctor, you know, Doctor Who.
Oh.
He's in the first one.
Is he?
And you see,
I don't
it.
Follow Doctor Who anyway. I don't like Doctor Who.
How
so
can
I wouldn't know?
You're not a British.
I don't want to be British.
Okay, on to the worst of 2014. Worst of 2014.
Oh dear.
This is my favourite. I've been looking forward to this one because I've got so much to say. Because
I'm looking forward to hearing from you.
Because not many highlights happen. There's a lot of. Crap,
I might just sit here and not talk and just listen to you rant on because I think you've got a lot to say.
Yeah, right. Well, what's the guy called who does Final Fantasy that went up on stage at the PlayStation Experience?
Oh, I can't remember his name.
Right, it was proper. He's a proper classic troll. This is like the greatest thing since the Rickroll, right? The game, right, that everyone's asking for, right? You never played a classic Final Fantasy game, have you? You've only played 12 onwards.
10.
Yeah, okay, so you played 10 onwards. Okay, so you
I've got 7. No, not 7, 8.
Just because you own it doesn't mean you played it, though.
I've got 8, I've played it.
Okay. Well, the game that everyone's on everyone's, you know, tip of everyone's tongues is Final Fantasy VII Remake. We need it. So, you know, present of Final Fantasy, whatever, who cares, right?
They did remake it, I thought it was good. I heard nothing but good things about it.
It hasn't been remade, Final Fantasy VII.
It's on Steam.
Yeah, it wasn't remade.
Oh, they just...
It was a re-release. Yeah, they ported it over. So, he went up on a stage and he played a trailer. He was like, the game that everyone's been waiting for. Final Fantasy VII. PS4. And then the whole crowd's like, no! No fucking way! Everyone's like jizzing. Children are being born. You know, women climaxed world over. And then it was like, and then in subtitles...
Poor women!
Yeah, and then in subtitles it was like... 2 PS4 next year. And then, you know, and everyone's like crying and, you know, it's like...
Forget about Steam.
It's like really... It's already out on Steam. And it was like proper emotional. And then the guy comes back up and he goes, yes, we are porting over the PC version of Final Fantasy VII to the PS4. How awesome is that? And then the audience was like...
Like that.
What? It's like just like they were expecting. They thought we were going to get a remake. The game had been, you know, they've been asking it to be remade. It was released in like 1997 or something, I think. Mm. So they've been asking for a remake ever since it was released, you know.
I know that. I've read forum posts, I've been on gaming websites, and it's always a top subject, Final Fantasy VII Remake re-release.
It's not even my favourite Final Fantasy game, but the fact, what a big troll.
I've never played it, but I hear a lot about it, and I think I need to play it.
I think it's been hyped to the point where I don't think you could enjoy it.
It is an old game.
You'll be expecting too much from it at this point. I think the PlayStation fans And PlayStation fans have actually ruined
the people Final who Fantasy want it. VII. Are just the nostalgia people who just want to play it again and relive their memories. People who never played it before just won't think much of it. I don't think
it's cheaper just go and buy a PS1 and a copy of the game, really.
Huh. Maybe just look into that.
Yeah. Another thing that happened was Assassin's Creed Unity.
It wasn't that bad.
You mentioned this a few times in the podcast so far. I'm trying to get you to shut up so you can leave it for this section.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, it's apology accepted. Tell me about Assassin's Creed Unity.
Ah, well, when it works, it's quite good. But other than that, you'll sit at loading screens for 10 minutes at a time, constant freeze-ups, matchmaking doesn't work at all. You'll sit searching for players. The game has a lot of freeze-ups while you're playing. The game will kick you out while you're in the middle of a mission.
Is this just like single-player campaign?
Yeah, but you can do co-op missions online, which a lot of the time you'll just get disconnected from. It's very glitchy. A lot of the times I've played it, I fell through the ground. I've jumped off a building and just gone straight through the ground into a bottomless white pit.
So it's like
I got stuck inside a wall, and I was on co-op as well, so my mate was trying to find me. I was telling him I was stuck inside the wall, and he was trying to get me out. We had to restart the mission just to finish it, because I was stuck in the wall and I couldn't get out. There's no way of killing yourself, there's no way to respawn, so you had to redo the whole thing. Wow. Which is quite annoying.
I didn't know it was that bad.
Yeah, I've even got the video of it, if you wish to see it.
Because I've never played it, so obviously, you know, I don't actually know the extent.
I was looking forward to it, and it was just good, but so bad at the same time. I was very disappointed. I still haven't even finished it yet. I've just stopped playing. I haven't played it. And I got it for Christmas and I've not even played it. Well,
this is a classic example of, yearly release games like Call of Duty where, you know, they're being plagued by, you know, short production times without time to finish it.
No, they're always rushed out. It's the same case with Halo and Sonic Boom.
This is where the patches come in. You know, it's like they release unfinished games so they can just patch it later. I mean, it's ridiculous.
They were supposed to patch it not so long ago, but delayed the patch, and it's still not out yet, which is quite annoying. The game is just so totally broke. Oh, Sonic Boom as well. I was quite looking forward to that with the trailers they released and all the...
We should stop calling it Sonic Boom for starters. We'll start calling it Sonic Bomb.
They released it alongside the TV series, which looked very promising, which I still haven't watched yet.
Now, Shirob actually says the TV series is amazing. So, you know, the TV... he's been reading the comics as well, and the comics and the TV series is really good.
I've heard bad things about the DS version, the 3DS version.
I actually have a demo of that on my 3DS, and it's absolutely terrible.
See, that's how bad it is.
So, he just played a video, on a podcast. If you want to watch the video... just go to www.youtube.com/SMX show.
Or you can add me on Xbox Live and view the video on my upload chat.
We do plugs at the end anyway.
Yeah. When I was playing Sonic Boom, though, it's constant freeze-ups. Like, you'll go through a little section of the map and it will freeze up for about 5 seconds just to load up a complete ghost town with very little detail.
Seriously?
Yeah. You'll fall through the ground, you'll run on water... and the game will still think you're running on water even though you're on the ground. You're on land and water is still coming off your shoes. It's like the game thinks you're still running on water, but you're not. You see splashes of water when you're on land, running really fast. You fall through the ground. The dialogue as well. It's repeated dialogue. Whenever you see a...
See, repeated dialogue, that's just common. I mean...
Yeah, but you don't know.
They fixed it in Zelda where they don't have any dialogue. They just have people going... I mean, Link goes... And whenever they did have repeated dialogue, everyone hated it. You know, like Link... You know, like not Link. Mm-hmm. And, like, you know, Navi and that.
Yeah, but that's why you're slashing a sword. That's meant to happen. You're killing something, you're slashing a sword, you're in battle, you're going to go hit that, 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 that.
I don't think you need to scream about it, though.
But in Sonic Boom, you'll see a jump pad, and each character will go, hey, there's a jump pad, hey, there's a jump pad, hey, there's some rings, hey, there's some rings. Hey, I'm Knuckles, let's climb that wall, over and over and over again.
When I was playing the demo, it did a lot of that, but I thought it was just because it was a demo, and it was just being...
that's the full game, you'll walk past
every single level.
Yeah, you know, you see a boost pad, and then each card will go, hey, look, there's a... Even when you're in the middle of using the boost pad, it's just spawned. It's like, hey, there's a boost pad. And when you're in the middle of a fast section, Sonic will just constantly say something like, oh, this track, it's like this track was built for me. This track was built for me. This track was built for me. Over and over and over.
This track was built for me.
Yeah, pretty much.
Should they say, too slow?
No, I don't think they said that yet, but they probably will. Sonic and Knuckles constantly fight each other as well and just do repeated dialogue there. It's just so bad. I wanted the game to be good, but it just wasn't.
Yeah, you know, I don't like Sonic the Hedgehog games. I actually hate them. I think
you
Sega...
Like the classic ones.
Classic ones are amazing. Yeah, because they didn't do that much wrong
with
them.
Sonic Generations was amazing.
The best Sonic game I've ever released, it was Sonic Rush on the DS.
Nope, Sonic, best Sonic game ever was Sonic CD.
I've never played CD in
and
its
you can't
fullest.
Call yourself a Sonic fan.
I never said I was a Sonic fan. Well, I'm not a Sonic fan. I'm saying I'm not. I just said I'm not. I started this conversation with I'm not a Sonic fan.
Well, you should be. Go play Sonic CD and come back to me.
Well, that's the thing, right? I have an iPhone, but I try playing Sonic Episode 1.
Sonic CD's on iOS,
yeah. I know, but the thing is, it doesn't play well on a touchscreen.
Yeah,
you can't need buttons.
Sonic 4. Yeah, that was a terrible...
You need buttons for everything. I can't play something without buttons.
Yeah, they remade all Sonic 1, Sonic 2, and Sonic CD on iOS. It's completely redone now, so it actually works.
Does it work really well?
Yeah.
I might
compared to what it used to.
You can get me for Christmas. No, I want Amiibo.
Okay.
Amiibo. I love Amiibos.
I'll get you one today. I want the Sonic one when it's released.
Oh, Sonic Amiibo. Oh, yeah. You know what else was really sucked?
Come on.
Well, last year.
Last year.
Did you hear about the new 3DS?
The new 3DS?
Yeah. It has Amiibo support.
Does it?
It's got a bigger screen, but it's a smaller 3DS. It's got better battery life. It's got a better CPU, better RAM. It's faster. It's got better graphics. Better everything, right? We even moved the cartridge slot to the bottom. You know, they've done all these improvements. And guess what? They released it in Japan. They released it in Australia. They released it in New Zealand. They didn't release it in the Americas, and they didn't release it in Europe, but they released it in New Zealand and Australia.
Wow!
And it's ridiculous because it's got Super Smash Bros. What's the main thing like you get with Super Smash Bros?
The main thing.
Yeah, other than a control pad, what is the thing you use with Smash Bros?
I don't know. Amiibo.
There you go, Amiibo. Right. So the new 3DS was released. For you to use your Amiibo, it's got an Amiibo reader on it.
Oh,
so you can use it with like your games and stuff.
Yeah, but you don't need the new Amiibo to play it.
I know it's useful. We have like Amiibo tournaments.
You don't
now.
Even play.
You know they actually have Amiibo tournaments.
Yeah,
where, you know you have your Amiibo. And you just enter that in the tournament. And then
you don't
that.
Even play as your Amiibo though. You just put it on and your Amiibo is automated.
I know, but
it's quite silly.
Your gaming style. You like train it up and stuff.
It'd be good if you could train it up yourself by actually playing and controlling it.
I wish I could train my Amiibo up. I mean, I haven't opened my Amiibos. I'm just going to keep them in the packaging.
Just start a game up of Smash Bros. And just put the longest time limit you can and just have it fight against the hardest CPU.
It copies your fighting style.
Does it?
Yeah, you got to actually play.
Ah.
Yeah.
I haven't looked too much into it. Yeah. I want one for Mario Kart for the costumes. I want Captain Falcon.
Yeah, I'm gonna buy two of a certain Amiibo, and then I'm gonna open one of them because I'm gonna keep them all in the packaging.
Oh.
So that, you know, there's gonna be one I'm gonna use, but the rest is gonna be in the packaging.
Oh, the worst of 2014 too, which I like but hate at the same time, was Halo.
What's wrong with Halo? You were just singing its praises
well,
in like the
it's...
highlights. You're like, it's well, the best game ever.
Well, it is best game
it's
ever.
It's got all Regulus.
The online is totally
get
broke.
To the chopper.
You can't... Carl, get to the chopper.
Go now.
Carl, they need to release a game with me, Terminator. Come on.
They did.
No,
it's called Duke Nukem.
Again. No, that's the ginger. It's not
so
me.
So what's wrong with the game? What's wrong with
well,
the game?
Well, you can't even play online. You try to find people online and it doesn't work.
It doesn't work?
No, they keep updating it, but no, it doesn't work. Like, you could play campaign and the single player you could get. You could save and quit halfway through to go and do something else. You could come back in a day or two later and your progress will be wiped. For no reason whatsoever. It happened to me about 3 times. I also completed several missions. I played Halo 2 all the way through without stopping. So I completed the game on Legendary by myself, one of the hardest Halo games to play as well on Legendary. Got to the end, and I didn't get any sort of achievement to tell me that I completed all the missions. So I go through the actual mission log in the game's menu, and apparently three of the missions I'd never even played or finished, even though I played it all straight, which is quite annoying. So I had to play three missions on Legendary again, just to have them marked as complete.
Oh, so you can go back and do them anyway. So yeah, it's not
but one of the missions I had to play about three times before it even logged it as complete, which is quite annoying. The online is very laggy. It was meant to be really good. I was really looking forward to it. I like it, but at the same time, it's really broke.
Yeah, it really sucks out when you're looking forward to a game and when it's released, it's below your standards that you expect from a game franchise, like Assassin's Creed.
As a compensation, they are releasing Halo ODST for free, which was a separate Halo game.
It shouldn't be an issue, but still.
I mean, giving a free multiplayer map.
With Sega, you kind of expect it from them now, because their standards are very, very low.
They did well with Sonic Generations. That's the best game they've done.
Wasn't it really short? For a while.
Yeah, it was short. You can finish it in an hour if you're good enough, which I have.
Yeah, well,
you can just speed through it in an hour.
You're a bit of a show-off.
Screw you,
yeah,
man.
It's a shame. Yeah, you know, this year's been all about games not working.
Yeah, a lot of the
Watch Dogs had the issue as well, where nobody could go online.
The video game industry is just coming down. Like, all the releases, they just don't work these days.
It's E.T. all over
again. Let's not even get started on EA and Battlefield 4.
Oh, dear.
Did you ever play Battlefield 4?
I don't play first-person shooters anymore, really.
Well, I've gone down on them, really. The only first-person shooter I like now is Halo. Other than that, I really don't... Or Counter-Strike. Counter-Strike's amazing.
Counter-Strike sucks, man.
Because you're bad at it.
So I don't have anyone to play with. Okay. Can you think of any other crap stuff that happened in 2014?
Not right now. Well, I could say Destiny. That was very overhyped.
I can only think of one more thing that sucked.
What was that?
I don't have all the amiibos! Give me amiibos! I need them all! Games of the Year! Yeah, it's Games of the Year. Now we have this where we discuss our Games of the Year and other Games of the Year for 2014.
Yes! Now what's your favourite, huh?
Well, my favourite game of the year was... You know, regardless of the fact that it was Hyrule Warriors, Mario Kart, Super Smash Bros. Are all amazing games, but the game that really took up the most time for me was Pokemon Aura, so Mega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire.
Oh.
Absolutely amazing games. Dream it! Wow! It's my favourite Pokemon game. My favourite, 2D Pokemon game. It was absolutely amazing. You start off the game playing a Game Boy, you know, the way you start it off. So it's like in 2D, cool. So it's like in the old style. And then suddenly it brings the Game Boy down, it's all in 3D around you. It's then you're running through the beach and like all the wingle are flying away.
The nostalgia is running through your veins.
And sometimes you just walk past the sea and you're just like staring at your reflection because it looks that amazing.
I really need to play a Pokemon game again.
If you want to play a Pokemon game, no, I recommend Auras. But I also recommend X and Y.
Now, I wanted to play X and Y. I've heard a lot about those.
X and Y is the best Pokemon game since Ruby and Sapphire.
Huh.
That's how good X and Y is. X and Y is the game that got me back into Pokemon. Because I tried playing Diamond and Pearl. I tried playing Black and White. Black and White 2. I owned the games, but I couldn't enjoy them.
I just love Pokemon Gold and play it to this day.
I couldn't enjoy the games. Pokemon Gold and Silver are amazing, yeah.
Yeah.
Never
played the Silver one,
but. It's the same as Gold Pokemon.
Pokemon.
But definitely, Pokemon Aura is the best game of the year for me. I also, you know, there's GTA 5 on the PS4, which I got in a.
How's first person mode?
First person mode is nothing special. It's basically, it's stupid. It's a game built, it's a game made for third person. You don't play.
Yeah, I've seen clips, it looks quite funny. It looks entertaining for about 10 minutes.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah, it's like I played it for about 10, 15 minutes and I just turned it off. I was like, no.
What about the graphics?
When I'm kicking someone's head in, I want to see myself doing it. You know
the
what?
The main point of graphics.
See, that's the thing, right? You remember the transition from PS2 to PS3? Yeah, massive leap, wasn't it?
Goodbye, jaggy lines.
Yeah, exactly. Now, the leap between PS3 and PS4 isn't that huge for me. So when I'm playing the PS4
version... That's because most games that are out for these consoles are all straight ports or remakes. There isn't really much new.
Yeah, that's an issue.
They're just re-releasing old titles on new platforms with very little tweaks.
Yeah, I mean, this game has a lot of tweaks. It's fixed a lot of issues, apparently, you know, with missions and repetitiveness. Mm-hmm. But when I'm playing it, I don't really see that much different, to be honest. Mm-hmm. I don't see...
It must run smoother. I've seen it run. It runs a lot smoother. A lot more playable.
I mean, yeah, sure, it runs smoother, but does it warrant another purchase? If you've never played Grand Theft Auto 5, then you buy it. But otherwise, it's...
I have been waiting for the PC re-release of it.
Yeah, well, GTA 5 is the first Grand Theft Auto game I ever completed. That's how good it was.
Really?
I usually got bored towards the end. GTA 4.
I've completed all of them.
GTA 4, I loved it. It was like a crime drama, that sort of unfolding. Even in the house burns down.
I love Trevor.
Yeah, Trevor's my favourite. Well, that's the thing, you know, with GTA 4, there wasn't that many funny moments.
Ah.
And people complained about it, it was too serious. So they said it. So in GTA 5, so we're going to keep the seriousness of it, of GTA 4. But all our crazy random ideas that were in San Andreas, we're going to give it to Trevor. So you'd be doing all your serious stuff with Michael and
the other dude, and
Franklin.
Yeah.
I want to do something fun. So you switch to Trevor, and he could be doing anything. He could be having sex with a deer.
My favourite part of that game was probably finding the guy who sat on a booth smoking weed, and when you smoke it, a lot of random clowns just start attacking you, I think.
I'm being attacked by clowns! That was so funny.
I feel like they ripped off Saints Row a little bit with the silliness they had in it. Like clowns and random things, I don't know. Sometimes I felt like I was playing Saints Row.
Well,
not that it's bad, but...
Saints Row and... Saints Row is the main competitor of Grand Theft Auto. But what GTA 5 is doing is what GTA...
A lot of people forget about Sleeping Dogs.
It's what GTA already did beforehand.
Sleeping Dogs was a competitor to GTA.
I don't really know anything about Sleeping Dogs.
Really?
Yeah, I literally, other than the name of it and the fact there's a Chinese guy in the front, I don't know anything
about
the game.
It's like Jackie Chan thrown into GTA.
Okay.
Now. Kung Fu. It's like a Bruce Lee.
See, that's one of the games I could play. Remember what you said about remasters, where if you haven't played the original, play this version. That would apply to Sleeping Dogs then. Because, with Tomb Raider...
They remastered that as well.
I got Tomb Raider on the PS4. I could have played that again if I had it on the PS3.
I played that on the PC. I wasn't going to buy it again on the Xbox One just to play the same thing.
Yeah, another game of the year was... Last of Us, but I never played that. But I heard it was pretty good. And as per what you said about remasters, I'll play that.
Borderlands, the pre-sequel, is meant to be a pretty good game. I've not played it, and I've yet to play it, but even though I've not played it, what I've seen of it, I would nominate that as my game of the year, but I've not played it, but I think I would enjoy it that much.
What games have you played that you'd nominate for game of the year?
Well, as much as I've ranted about it and said I hate it, I still can't help but love it, which is Halo the Master Chief Collection.
You're putting your highlights, you're putting your worst, and now it's your game of the year.
I know.
Are you on your period?
Yes, I'm a Halo fanboy, I admit it. Like, as bad as it is, I've sunken loads of hours into this campaign.
That's probably Sonic Bomb isn't your game of the year.
No, that is not, no.
No, is that too far?
Yes, too far. I've put loads of hours into it. I've loved replaying all the games again, especially Halo 2 Anniversary, redone graphics. It was so much fun just to play through the whole game again.
I suppose playing through the whole game in one sitting on Legendary is a testament to how much you love Halo.
Halo 2 Legendary one sitting is not fun. I was up for a straight 24 hours, I think, just playing the thing all the way through.
I think you have an addiction problem.
Yeah, I think I do. But my main game of the year is probably Mario Kart 8.
Mario Kart 8?
Yeah, I just can't stop playing that game. It's so fun, so colourful, so vibrant, so life. It's full of life and fun. It's just so silly.
Wow, are you running out of adjectives or have you got any more?
I've run out of it.
Oh, you ran out of adjectives. Yeah. I heard it's full of engrossing, amazing gameplay that just draws you in to the gravel.
Except for the blue shell. Blue shell ruins it.
You rub your... Do you know why the blue shell's around?
Oh, I knew this one, but I forgot. Oh, because of the person in first place, it was some kind of performance issue.
Yeah, it was a performance issue. On the SNES N64, yeah. They couldn't have too many players on the screen at once. So they had the blue shell to sort of spread the players out, and we just kept it in, you know, for sentimental sake. Because it's not actually relevant anymore. It's relevant in the SNES and the N64 version.
But they just kept it.
Yeah.
They knew people get pissed off with it. Really? So they just kept it in, as much as people... But
the one in Mario Kart 8 is actually very similar to the one in the...
Thank God for the horn.
The horn, does that actually work? I never actually had the
it
chance
It does work,
to...
you just wait till the blue shell hovers above your head, and just as it's about to hit, and use the horn, and it destroys it. But I usually just drive off the track if it's possible when a blue shell's to hit me, because I found that it's faster to drive off the track and get pulled back into the course rather than get hit and stop for a few seconds.
That's when that's hit the blast.
Yeah. No, it follows you in. Like, if you drive off the track, the blue shell will follow you and go to hit you, but because you're being pulled back out into the course by, the cloud? I've got his name, he's got a name. The little turtle in the cloud. He pulls you out, but...
Shy Cooper or something. But Shy Guy. No, that's
no,
not.
It's not Shy Guy. You're an idiot.
You're an idiot.
Shy Guy. I think it begins with L, but anyways, he's pulling you out. The blue shell just hits you, but it doesn't have an effect because you're being pulled out and pulled back into the track.
Oh, you know, it's another really good game I played this year. Captain Toad Treasure Tracker.
Oh!
Now that is a good game. You know,
I like that in Mario 3D World.
Yeah.
That was fun.
You know how it was originally pitched?
I heard about this.
As a Zelda game.
Yeah.
It was pitched as a Zelda game, and the board directors didn't like it, but Miyamoto was like, you know, this game has got some skills, man. Like, let's make this into a natural game.
It's gotta happen.
And we were like, let's try it as a mini game first in the Super Mario game. I was like, okay, let's do it. So they put it in the game as a mini game. We're like, whoa, everyone loves this. So it turned into a full game. But it was just a game based on not being able to jump. And there was confusion over the game at first, because they thought the guy was proposing an actual 3D toy thing.
Wow.
So, yeah. Awesome. Bad game. Captain Toad Treasure Tracker. Mm. Highly recommend it.
I want
Absolutely amazing. And it's got Amiibo support. And there's a funny internet picture on the internet right now. It's puts Amiibo support on the Captain Toad Treasure Tracker.
Oh.
Doesn't release a Toad Amiibo.
Fail. Oh, there's another game too. Have you heard of Shovel Knight? It's on the Wii.
I was just trying to remember the name of that.
Have you been playing it?
No, I really want to. Apparently, it references so much of, you know,
old school.
Yeah.
Tell me,
what's it like? I honestly don't know. I just hear.
Well,
I
haven't played much of it, but I.
Do you have it?
I don't. No. I've been playing it at my mate's house, but I want it. I've played some of it, but it's what
console?
I played to me. Wii. It's only on the Wii U, I think.
It's on the Wii U, it's on the 3DS.
Is it?
Yeah, I thought it was on the PS4.
I don't think so, but it just brings all the old games back to life. It references Zelda, it references Mario, because you know how you have the world map in the Mario games,
yeah.
And you walk around on the blocks? It has that in it.
Apparently it's not like in-your-face references, it's just sort of like passing along reference.
It just passes along.
Yeah. It's not like other games where it's like... It's in your face, like in NES. I mean, NES remakes it sort of a bad example, but
the music's amazing.
It's in your face, like, this is from Zelda! Whereas in, like, Shovel Knight, it's like, if you don't know it's from that game, then it just doesn't really matter to you.
It's a very difficult game, though. They've got the spikes from Sonic in it, kind of thing. You jump on them, you're dead. You get some kind of invulnerable ability where you can make yourself invisible and avoid being attacked. Okay. But I think it only lasts for one hit. Whereas usually, you get a set of health bars, like in the form of hearts, like you would in Zelda.
Like old school challenging.
Yeah. All right. It's very challenging. It's a fun game.
If I wasn't buying all the Amiibos, I'd buy the game.
I think it's worth buying that game over an Amiibo.
Well,
you should do that.
Amiibo. I'm pretty certain Shovel Knight isn't going out of print anytime soon.
It never was printed. Yeah. It's digital.
Okay, is that everything for our games of the year?
Yes, from me.
Okie dokie, now let's go for the hilarious part where we try to do a reading of our favourite video game quotes.
Yeah!
There has been a change of plan. Dude.
dear.
I've been given some intuition from the wise to Fruit Loops.
You are welcome.
To really mention some games that we're looking forward to in 2015.
Because yes, I was a genius to think of this and tell you it.
Yep, we've never done this. Yeah, so I'm really looking forward to Pokemon Auras.
Ah, I'm really looking forward to Killing Floor 2 and Halo 5 and Mario Party 10.
Yeah, I'm also looking forward to GTA 5 and The Last of Us, which apparently is a
Zelda
good game.
Zelda on the Wii U, don't forget that.
Oh, Zelda on the Wii U, yeah.
But we will get Star Fox before Zelda.
We're getting Star Fox before Zelda, yeah.
Yeah, that would be brilliant. The old Star Fox games were amazing. The N64 and Star Fox Adventures, I will never forget those two games.
I only played one Star Fox game, you know.
Really?
Yeah, Star Fox Adventures on the GameCube.
Yeah, and the N64.
You know, the surprising thing about that is the fact that I didn't like the dogfighting parts. I thought they were horrible. Because I didn't really understand about that sort of game before. I thought, it's an adventure game. It should carry on being an adventure game.
I don't remember much of it.
Well, for me, it was like a Zelda game, but with a fox.
I would love another Metroid Prime game, but I don't think it's ever going to happen.
If anything, we're probably just going to remake it, you know.
Like they do with everything these days.
That's pretty much every single game that's been released. It's from just a rehashed idea of another.
I think if they keep doing re-releases, I'm just going to quit gaming. Well, or just stick to Halo and Sonic.
Most games are just recycled ideas now. Nobody wants to take the leap into like a new IP. Like, I'm wanting to play Codename Steam. That's one of the main games over everything else. That's the main game I'm looking forward to in the new year. And it's running in blind. It looks amazing. And it's like a totally... It's a game I don't... It's a style of game I don't usually play.
But people won't buy it because they'll look at it and think, oh, it's different. I'm not sure if I'll enjoy that. Well, I'll see what review it gets and probably not buy it.
Well, the thing, even if it gets a good review, it's like a review's down to personal opinion.
Yeah.
And
but you get a lot of people who just follow reviews, and if it doesn't get a good review, they just don't bother.
The thing is, it probably won't bother if it gets a good review. People are after security. Like with Call of Duty, you know... I know you don't like Call of Duty, but you used to like Call of Duty.
I actually have something to say about that.
What?
They had a free weekend on Steam for Advanced Warfare, and I played it for about an hour thinking it was terrible, but as I kept playing it, I started to have fun and got a little bit into it, and I hated myself for it.
So dirty. That's the dirtiest thing I've ever heard you say.
Dirty.
But,
it's pretty fun.
That's the thing with Call of Duty, though. Whenever you load it up, you know what to expect.
It's the same game, but it's got different... what's the word?
We can't change it too much because of the competitiveness of it now.
Yeah.
You know, it's like people don't complain about every fighting game being the same.
Dead or Alive's been the same with minor tweaks, but yeah, I still Dead or Alive.
Don't forget, all fighting games, it's just two people
smashing each other's brains in.
Pressing square, pressing triangle.
People like you
to jump.
Just button bash.
I don't button bash, I do combos, man.
Yeah, in Smash Brothers, all I heard was. Sorry.
No, there's no button bashing from me. I'm pretty much perfect. I'm all about my combos on Street Fighter. But I'm more of a Smash Brothers sort of fighting person. I'm more about when I hit someone into the sky, I try to combo them and keep them in the sky.
I challenge you to Smash Brothers.
I'm more of an upward combo. Yeah, we'll do a thing after this.
You'll lose again.
I didn't lose last time.
You did.
You know what? I'm really looking forward to 2015 and the games it's going to offer.
So am I.
But the thing is, I won't be able to afford any of the games because I'm only going to be buying Amiibos. So, yeah.
I need to invest in something else.
You know what? I actually regret playing Call of Duty because I missed out on so many games.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah, I missed out on...
I remember the phases where all you did was play Call of Duty and miss out on everything else. You were just a Sony fanboy.
I missed out on Uncharted. I missed out on a pile of games. I missed out on Borderlands. You know, I missed out on loads of games that I could have played. And it's not that I didn't own them, it's just that I didn't play them.
Wow.
I mean, it's lucky I met Rob, otherwise I would never have gotten out of
the slump. This is why COD is so popular, because people just play it and don't play anything else. And then when the next one comes out, they all flock to it.
It's really simple, pick up and play. I mean, if it wasn't for Rob, I might still be playing Call of Duty now. He's the one who got me to play Dead Space.
Oh,
you remember? You remember when we first met, I was getting into a bit of other gaming.
Yeah.
And that was Dead Space, and...
I finished Dead Space 1 and 2, but I haven't finished the third one.
I've played all the Dead Spaces now, I've read all the books, I've got all the graphic novels, I've seen all the films. I'm a huge Dead Space fan, and I'm looking forward to the fourth one if they ever do one.
They've said that there won't be a fourth one, haven't they?
Basically, I haven't ruled it out, so it's a possibility. But
it won't. If it does happen, it won't be for a long time.
I think in 2015, we're likely to get some news on that front.
As remasters,
rather new games become very popular for the next generation of consoles, we're very likely to get
a Dead Space collection.
Yeah, which I'd
with Dead Space 4 about honest, 2 years later.
To be honest, I'd buy it. I'd buy it. You know, so I guess that makes me part of the problem. Yeah,
we should put you down.
Put me down now.
Kill you. You're part of the problem.
Okay, are you looking forward to anything else in 2015?
I think I've mentioned everything. Uncharted 4, Killing Floor 2, yeah. Halo 5 I'm most excited about, but I've seen gameplay footage.
It's a pretty unprepared segment of the show that we've come up with, but we've made it work.
We've made it, I suppose. But yeah. I'm most looking forward to Zelda more than anything else, I think.
I'm looking forward to Majora's Mask.
Majora's Mask too.
Yeah, you know what, to warm up for Star Fox, I think I might get Star Fox 64 on the 3DS, it's really cheap now.
Do it.
It's £10 in computer exchange.
Do it.
But again, I could use that £10 to buy an Amiibo.
No.
Okay. Okay, back onto our normal thing. Readings.
Reading next.
Of our favourite quotes. See you soon.
Bye.
Okay, here's our reading from Metal Gear Solid 4, Sons of Patriots.
So, what do you think? Is your age of heroes finally over?
I'm no hero. Never was. Never will be.
You haven't changed at all, Snake.
Oh my god, you're so hot.
Oh. Okay.
Okay.
It's time for the part.
It's time to say goodbye.
It's
goodbye. Goodbye for now.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Good friends. Goodbye.
We're in the big blue house.
Yeah, this is the part where we actually say goodbye.
Yeah, I think we've done that now. Let's go.
Yeah, I think it's been a pretty decent first podcast.
No, it was terrible.
Yeah, we've had people interrupt us, people walk into the room.
I apologise for my family, I'll kill them.
We're in Tefruit Loop's bedroom right now. So,
I will soon be moving out of, and we'll be able to talk easier.
You know what? I'll believe it when it happens. Anyway, thank you for listening. Be sure to give us money.
Oh, yes, money.
Give us money.
Charm me in money so I can roll in it naked.
I'm kidding, I don't want your money.
Unless you want to give me some. He wants to sex someone's willy.
You have been listening to myself, Jamie.
And Daniel, also known as Tefrotops.
On the Quick Save Podcast.
Yes, what a lovely name.
Yeah, you know, quick save, like and when you quick save Robert, on a video game.
Our friend Robert decided to miss out. Well, Robert, this is your loss.
Yeah, you'll be in the podcast later on.
Or should I say catastrophic moggy?
He's going to be Shirob in the podcast, I think.
Good for him.
You can find me on youtube.com/SMX show or on Twitter as Super Mario EX.
You can find me on YouTube, not that I post anything often, as TEH Fruit Loops, or on Twitter, but I don't really remember my Twitter name right now, so. I'm on Xbox Live as T-Fruit Loops.
I think his Twitter handle is I'm really, really gay.
Yeah.
I'm so gay. Like oh, I can't hold it in anymore.
Okay, we will see you in 2 weeks.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Get to the chopper. Go. Go now.
What? You want me to upgrade from Windows 8? Ah, I can't do that. I'm good with Vista.
You're a PC gamer. That's what you went wrong.
I know.
Okay. Goodbye!
Bye.